AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama and Russian President Putin are meeting informally in private on the sidelines of the Group of 20 Economic Summit in China. White House spokesman Ned Price says more details about the meeting will be released later in the day. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Russia are trying to make progress on negotiations to end the fighting in Syria. AP correspondent Josh Letterman reports from the summit city of Hangzhou.
The U.S. and Russia have said that they are making progress and they've moved past some of the thorny issues, particularly the technical issues. Both sides are saying they don't want to rush into a deal that's not a good deal, but there are still differences that remain.
Syrian state media are reporting that at least four separate bombs have exploded in different Syrian cities, casualties still undetermined. On the talk show Sunday, the Clinton and Trump campaigns accused each other of wrongdoing.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine on ABC's This Week says Hillary Clinton wanted the FBI to release all the information from its investigation of her use of a private server. He then accused Donald Trump of being a security threat.
He has openly encouraged Russia to engage in cyber hacking.
Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, also on ABC's This Week, says to her, Clinton tried to hide a lot of evidence.
17,448 emails were not turned over to the inspector general. That's in addition to the 33,000 emails that had been deleted.
I'm Tim McGuire.
New York City says its beaches will be off limits to swimming, bathing, and surfing for a second day on Labor Day because of rip currents stemming from Hermine. The storm is meandering well offshore, but continues to churn up dangerous waves and currents along Atlantic beaches. New Jersey's governor is warning people along the Jersey Shore that the storm could bring tropical storm force winds and flooding to coastal areas. This is AP Radio News. There's been a major upset on the men's side at the U.S. Open. Correspondent Graham Agars reports.
Fourth seed Rafael Nadal has been knocked out in the U.S. Open fourth round by the Frenchman Lucas Pouille. In a battle that took 4 hours and 7 minutes, the 22-year-old outlasted the veteran Spaniard, closing out the five-set win in a nail-biting final set tiebreaker, securing it on his fourth match point, 8-6. He now faces fellow Frenchman Gael Monfils. Novak Djokovic advanced to face another Frenchman in Joe Wilfried Tsonga, and in women's action, Caroline Wozniacki beat Madison Keys to reach the quarters, as did the second seed Angelique Kerber. Graham Agars, New York.
An old riverboat has sunk in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. The Coast Guard says the 87-foot Spirit of Sacramento took on water early Sunday, capsizing overnight near Bethel Island in Contra Costa County. Two people on board made it safely to shore. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.